linguistic programming trainer specializes in personal and professional development, as well as being a sought-after motivational speaker.
Well, I'm always interested to read or hear interviews with people that we would consider to be at the height of their game, whatever that is, who say that they still get nervous before they go on stage or you know, perform. And I think that that highlights that that's just a fact of life. We all have a surge of adrenaline and you know, the excited heartbeat before we do something that just takes us slightly out of our comfort zone.
Tony McGuinness is one of the world's most successful DJs as part of Above and Beyond. As DJs, they currently rank number 6 in the official DJ Mag Top 100 poll, and they played a gig in Rio on New Year's Eve 2007 in front of 1 million people.
Nervous as a word and as a state that you might get into is an entirely negative thing for most people. But actually, if you think about it in not so black and white terms, I mean, when do you get butterflies? You get butterflies before you do anything that you're worried about what the outcome will be. And that could be the first time you meet a girlfriend, you know, the first time you go to your girlfriend's parents' house, you know, before you walk into a bar you've never been before you walk out of your house in a new pair of shoes that you've just got out, you know, whatever. It's actually a precursor to a lot of very enjoyable experiences. That feeling of butterflies is kind of excitement. And for me, really, like I was saying to you, you know, these kind of moments of your life that you want to remember, generally, that feeling of butterflies is a signal to say there's a really important and memorable part of your life about to come up. I think part of the lesson of dealing with nerves is to realize that it's not a negative thing. It's part of your body preparing you to be at a sort of heightened sense of awareness and alertness so you can do a good job.
Ben Thackeray is an endurance sportsman and holds the world record for the fastest ever crossing of the Atlantic in a 5-man boat. In fact, he and his crew rowed the fastest 1,000 miles out of the Canaries ever in any class of rowing boat, and also made the second fastest crossing of the Atlantic ever in a conventional rowing boat by any means. As he discusses in How to Win at Sport, nerves are something that he embraces.
It's not something that'll stop you. If anything, it's probably helping you out a little bit, in a physiological way. Getting your heart rate going and a bit of endorphins going, a bit of adrenaline rushing.
I absolutely believe some nerves are a really good thing because it helps produce adrenaline, and a good degree of nervousness can actually help you produce a really fantastic performance.
James Lloyd is a successful radio presenter and highly trained NLP trainer and motivator.
However, if they get out of control, then you are kind of spiralling in the other direction. You've got too much stuff pumping around your body, you're trembling and you're not thinking straight and therefore not producing you at your best.
When you're scared about something, you're focusing on something, you know, some whatever it is, some idea of the behaviour that you're about to portray or the skills that you supposedly have learned that you're then about to exhibit in front of people, that fills you with fear. And clearly, from a point of view of feeling comfortable and being able to perform, being terrified is not necessarily a good thing. That feeling of fear and apprehension, that nervousness, the butterflies in your stomach, is always a good thing because that says you're excited and you're going to be concentrating. And I think in some ways focusing on that of certain situations rather than on the negative to help your subconscious mind pull together the bits of, you know, tendons and muscles and nerves and memories to help you perform at the time.
In conclusion, it's good to remember how some nerves are actually helping you in a physical way, getting your heart rate going, producing endorphins and adrenaline. Remember, that nervous feeling is a signal to say there's something important in your life about to happen, and it's your body preparing you to be at a heightened state of awareness and alertness so you can do a good job. Strategies. So what strategies, formal or informal, can you use when looking to deal with nerves in a positive way, to turn those nerves into good nerves? We've spoken to a whole range of experts in many different fields, and on the way are a number of different techniques. Some may work more effectively for you than others, and this is one of the great things about giving you a number of different approaches and techniques, acknowledging that everybody is individual and can give